In the morning, while it was still very dark, Jesus got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you. Everyone is searching. It's still very dark. It's early, early in the morning. The sun has not yet come up. And yet, all of the people were searching for Jesus." What is Jesus doing here? Jesus is escaping the crowd. Jesus is escaping the throng. Jesus is escaping all of the hustle and the bustle and the pressure of the people who want to see a miracle and want to see a deliverance from demons. Jesus is escaping from the crowds, and Jesus is escaping to pray. Why? Jesus is escaping the crowds to pray because Jesus knew that to truly be in prayer, sometimes you must get away from the pressures of life. You must get away from those things which conflict you. You must remove yourself from your daily environment, from the pressures of life, from the trials and tribulations, from those things that test you day by day. Jesus knew that to truly be in prayer, he needed to remove himself, and he went out into a wilderness place to pray. Jesus had done this many times. Jesus would do it many times in the future. He would remove himself to pray on many occasions. A very important practice Jesus had, removing himself from the pressures and the noise and the hustle and the crowd to pray. And so this passage about Jesus removing himself from his disciples and from the crowds and from the town and going out into the wilderness to pray should teach us something very important and special today about prayer in general. Prayer is especially important. We are called to listen. Prayer is especially important. It is a very special and important practice when we take the time to listen. And you know, it's sometimes very hard to hear the voice of God in the noise and the insanity of life. It's sometimes hard to hear the voice of God in your normal everyday surroundings. It is sometimes hard to hear the voice of God in the middle of the trial and the tribulation and the pain and the anguish. And so it helps to step back. Step out and to listen. I have a mental image of prayer. Most people go about prayer in a very straightforward way. They go in and they sit down and they pray. And they go through their list of needs. I need this, I need that. My friends need this, my friends need that. So-and-so needs healing, I need healing. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, and I get up and walk off. And I have a mental image of God going, "Now wait a minute, now wait. There's a story of the three ministers. They're in there in an office one afternoon discussing practices of prayer, traditions of prayer. And while they're in there, a telephone repairman comes in to work on the lines. They've been having trouble. And he's listening as they're talking. And one minister says, "I believe it's very important that you fold your hands when you pray." Second minister says, "Oh yes, it's very important to fold your hands, but it's also important to get on your knees and pray." Third minister says, "It's important to get on your knees and pray and to fold your hands, and it's important to close your eyes and bow your head and pray." The telephone repairman turned to them and said, "You know, best prayers I ever uttered were those that I cried out to God hanging upside down from the top of a telephone pole." How does that describe your prayer life? Do you normally pray hanging upside down from the top of a telephone pole? I know I do. Speaking metaphorically, of course. It's so easy to forget about God and to forget about praying when things are going well. When the problems of life beat us down, when illness comes and sits on our heads, when families go through trials, when parents and grandparents and children and grandchildren die, when things aren't going well, that's when so many of us cry out to God, hanging upside down on the telephone pole. Oh, that's an important time to cry out to God. You know what? That's not the best time to listen. Jesus pulled away, removed himself from the insanity of that ministry that he was going through to pray. It's obvious that he had to, because in the early morning hours, they were wondering where he was. He needed to pull away, quiet, and to pray. And so I ask you a very simple question today. Do you pray? Do you pray? Now, before you answer, yes, I pray. Do you pray by listening? I am just as guilty as the rest of us. When it comes to prayer, I have a list of things I need to pray, and I go through that list of prayer, those needs, those petitions, those concerns, and they're all very important. I have people call me every day. I have people send me emails every day asking for prayer for individuals all over the planet. All sorts of concerns. These are important prayer needs. But as important as they are, it's even more important to listen. To listen in prayer. To be still and know the Lord is near in prayer. It's so tempting just to go through that list. I'm a person of deep traditions. I love the traditions of the church, especially the orders for morning and evening prayer that you can find in the back of your hymnal. I love those orders. I love that structure. I love that formalism. I love that tradition. But sometimes that tradition gets in the way of listening. That's true with all our religious traditions. They serve a good purpose at times, but at some point they become a problem. And they become a problem when they stand between us and God. And that's true with our prayer life, too. It's important to kneel. It teaches us of the humility that we are called to have before God. It's important to bow our heads and close our eyes, to shut out, to try to do what Jesus was doing, to shut out the insanity of life. It's important to fold our hands, because that teaches us that we are powerless before God. Most importantly, it's important to listen. To listen to the still, soft voice of God speaking in our hearts. To listen to the voice of God coming to us, echoing us, to us down through the centuries in Scripture. To listen to the voice of God speaking to us through our brothers and sisters in the family of faith. To listen to the voice of God speaking to us through the hymns of the church. To listen to the voice of God speaking to us through many different means of grace. We are called to listen. Prayer. Prayer is not just us speaking to God. It's a relationship. It's a communication. And communication and relationship have to have two sides to work. Talking with my brother is not a relationship. I call him up. We talk. I say, how you doing? Fine. What happened today? Work. Did you have a good time at work? No. What did you do? Work. What did you do after work? Went home. I got two words, finally. That's not a relationship or a conversation. Our prayer life with God is not just us talking to God. It is us also listening to the voice of God. Listen. For God speaking to us. Today in the sacrament of Holy Communion, you are invited to come and to kneel and to pray. And I invite you today, as you come and as you kneel and as you pray, open yourself to the voice of God. Open yourself to the real presence of Jesus in your midst. Open yourself as you take those elements and receive them. Open yourself to receive the real presence of Christ and to listen for His voice in your life. I invite you to come today to this means of grace in a prayerful attitude, expecting Jesus to speak to you. Listen to the voice of God as you receive the elements today. And give thanks to God for His powerful grace. Come to the table of the Lord, expecting to hear the word of peace from God. Do you pray? Do you pray and listen when you pray? I encourage you to listen today as we pray. Listen for the voice of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Prayer needs in the congregation this morning.